slide, just underneath the table there, there is a small statue, a little model of the baby Jesus. And every Christmas day, people from that church go round town carrying that little baby, in effect inviting people to meet with Jesus. And that's what we want people to do this year, is to meet Jesus. And in that same church, we find this painting, a depiction of the traditional nativity scene. We've all been thinking about that over the last week or so, and perhaps we don't want to forget it too quickly, which can happen as we get into the new year. But there's one thing about that picture, I don't know if you notice, that if you compare that with our crib scene here, there's something missing. To be precise, three people are missing. Anyone know who they are? Silence, right. It's the three kings, the wise men. They're not there. It's surrounded by shepherds, but where are they? What's happened to them? Surely they should be there, shouldn't they? Well, we'll find out in a moment. But first of all, those shepherds. This is what is called Shepherd's Fields. And today, just as all that time ago, shepherds tend sheep in that area. And for those shepherds, when they met Jesus, that at his birth, it was a completely new start for them, because they'd heard from the angel that Jesus was coming. They believed it. They followed his instructions to go to Bethlehem, go to the stable. And they actually met Jesus. What an experience that must have been for them. Something we would all really love to have been at that moment, place, I'm sure. But that picture, where on earth are those wise men? They are not there. Did they miss the bus or something? Well, if we look at a traditional crib, there they are, right at the front row. Something strange. Or is it? The fact is, at that time when Jesus was born, they were still en route to meet him. This is how the scripture explains it, that they were still on their journey, a long, long journey. And they arrived on what we now call Epiphany. And that we actually celebrate Epiphany during this coming week on the 6th of January. That's the official date. And that is said to be the anniversary of when the wise men actually arrived. But again, for them, when they did get there, it was a new start for them. A complete new start. They've been looking forward to it for a very long time. As they saw that conjunction of stars, they followed it. They went there and they then met the baby Jesus. So, 2011, a new start perhaps? It's definitely a new year, isn't it? Will it be a new start for any of us, I wonder? What is the key to having a happy new year? Now, for a lot of people, it would have been Friday night. That would be their celebration of a happy new year. Plenty of drink, plenty of food, partying. But for some people, the key to a happy new year is totally different. And in this series on meeting Jesus, we're going to come across some of these people who really had a good celebration and they'd found the key to a new year, to a new life. We read in that passage that these Greeks wanted to meet Jesus. They wanted to see him. The intriguing thing is, we don't know if they did. Search scripture as much as you like, you will never find out categorically if those people did actually meet Jesus. But this was Jesus' answer to those who said they wanted to see them. I'm telling you the truth. A grain of wheat remains no more than a single grain unless it is dropped into the ground and dies. If it does, then it produces many grains. One little grain. If it dies, will grow into grain, into wheat. So, did these guys see Jesus? We don't know. But the point Jesus was making about this illustration of grain and wheat was that seeing Jesus is not enough. It'd be great to see him, yes, but it's not enough. His little illustration of wheat was to explain to people how they could meet with Jesus just as we can in death and rebirth. That's what the wheat was all about. He'd foreseen that he was going to die and then be reborn. And this is what the point was he wanted to these Greek people who wanted to meet Jesus. Just seeing him visually with his eyes was not enough. They actually needed to meet him, to get to know him personally. And that passage goes on. Those who love their own life will lose it. Those who have their own, who hate their own life in this world will keep it for life eternal. They are going to, anyone who dies is going to come and meet with Jesus if they die in Christ. But if that centre of their life is purely themselves, and that seems to be so much a pattern in today's world, self first, I at number one. If that happens, they're going to lose their life. But the message is that if they are prepared to do what is about to come on, then they will really experience life. I wonder, anyone here made any New Year's resolutions? I think that's quite a common one, isn't it? Lose a bit of weight. Usually by the second or third day, it's out the window. But maybe for one or two, that's what they've decided to do this year. That's just one example of resolution that some people might want to keep. But, you know, the resolution that this passage is reminding us about is that if we resolve to love God more than ourselves, then we've received the key of a new life. It's what happened to the shepherds that changed their life. It happened to the kings. It changed their lives. And If we put Jesus first, it can change ours. That passage said, whoever wants to serve me must follow me, so that my servant will be with me where I am, and my Father will honour anyone who serves me. So the real resolution for us this year, to meet with Jesus, but not just that, to follow Jesus, and more than that, to serve Jesus. And perhaps some of us here are at different stages in that process. Some of us may have met with Jesus, but we haven't fully understood what it means to follow him. Some may understand that bit, but not really practically involved in following Jesus, in witnessing, in serving within the church, in helping others. That's all part of it. So, a basic question, where can we meet Jesus? Obviously, in the Old Testament time, a lot of them met him in the temple. Some people say we come here to meet Jesus. For others, might be just out the window, that block of flats up the road, where they live. But for a lot of us, that's where we meet Jesus, in our own home. We invite him to come into us then. We don't need to go to Bethlehem. We don't need to go anywhere special, because we meet him at any space, any time, anywhere. And just to find out who's exempt from meeting Jesus, young? Nope, they can meet with Jesus. If you're a bit older, you're still not too old to meet with him. If you're rich, it may not be so easy to meet with him at times, but you can. And if you're poor, he's there for you. And that illustration, just for anyone who might be interested, is a guy called Paper Jack, who was a character who lived in Croydon some years ago, and he always dressed in newspaper and cardboard. He was a well-known figure around Croydon. But I don't know if he ever met with Jesus or not, but he could have done. There are no barriers at all. So our three kings. This was a new start for them. Some call them kings, some call them wise men, some call them astrologers, magi, whichever name you prefer. There's a new start for them, and there's a new start for every one of us who wants to follow him. So the question we leave here today is, are you wise like those wise men? Have you put Jesus first in your life since you heard the message of his birth? Or do you need a new start with Jesus? Perhaps for some of you, you think, well, there is a bit more in this message than a pretty story. Again, many people in Croydon and across the world think it's a lovely story, but it's not really relevant. Well, it is. It's definitely relevant for every one of us. And I would like to encourage everyone here in this new year to make a new start with Jesus. It may be taking on a different job within the church. It may be just going and sharing with your friends and family what the story really means, what's at the back of it. But I think probably all of us can get a little bit stale. We all need a new start. And I think that's the message of the kings, the wise men, and a message of the Epiphany season, a new start for each one of us.